USA News. I'm Tim Berg. A recovery effort is underway in Baltimore after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed Tuesday after being hit by a cargo ship. Officials say there's no sign of foul play after the ship issued a Mayday warning when it lost power. But Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is issuing a strong warning at the White House Wednesday while the investigation remains ongoing.
Any private party that is found responsible and liable will be held accountable.
This as the Port of Baltimore remains closed temporarily as shipping companies find other East Coast ports to divert to. Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Gaudier providing an update on the recovery effort.
The Coast Guard highest priority now is restoring the waterway for shipping, stabilizing the motor vessel dolly and removing it from the site, and coordinating a maritime casualty investigation.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is sending planes to Haiti in an effort to evacuate Floridians from the Caribbean nation following gang-related political violence that led to the resignation of the country's prime minister. The Republican governor detailing how many Americans he has returned to the Sunshine State.
We have rescued even more Floridians from Haiti, which is obviously going through a lot of difficulty. So another flight has come in. We expect more to be happening. Yeah, there were hundreds of people. We've gotten 90 back so far.
Joe Lieberman, a longtime Connecticut senator who became the first Jewish American nominated on a major party's presidential ticket, has died at the age of 82. And one ticket matched all five numbers in the Mega Ball in Tuesday night's Mega Millions jackpot. That winner set to collect the $1.1 billion jackpot. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a new bill making it easier to evict squatters or people who live on a property without any financial agreement with the property or landowner. The Republican governor criticizing squatters' rights in other states.
What passes muster in New York and California is not passing muster here. You are not going to be able to commandeer somebody's private property and expect to get away with it.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will meet with NATO officials during a trip to Brussels. He's also set to meet with Ukraine's foreign minister, despite U.S. aid for the country remaining stalled in Congress. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller discussing the upcoming trip.
The secretary will then travel to Brussels, where he will participate in the NATO foreign ministers meeting, which coincides with the 75th anniversary of NATO on April 4th, and have meetings with NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Kuleba, and representatives from other allied nations.
For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the United States, where he faces charges related to spying.
A court in London made the ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights, and confirming that he would not face the death penalty if tried there.
USA's Ryan Daniels with that report. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.